Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a sunny day across Israel with clear skies in Jerusalem and warm temperatures in Tel Aviv. A gentle breeze is cooling the coastal areas, making it a pleasant day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, just in from the Jerusalem Post, Israeli officials suggest that the U.S. might model its approach to Iran's uranium extraction on a recent Syrian nuclear operation. Also, earlier today, I-24 News reported that Donald Trump expressed distrust in Iran, saying they consistently lie. This follows a Houthi missile attack that killed 6 on a commercial ship off Yemen. Also this hour from Walla, a 65-year-old pedestrian died after being struck by a vehicle in Hadera this morning. Separately, Times of Israel highlights an event at the Israel Festival, urging audiences to listen and speak up, showcasing diverse voices in society. And finally, according to the Australian Jewish News, new polling indicates that half of Australians feel less confident in the safety of all faiths living together since the Bondi attack. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English shared a report about a recent development in the Middle East, posting just minutes ago. The Embassy of Israel in South Africa highlighted the positive growth of the Christian population in Israel, contrasting it with the decline in other Middle Eastern countries, writing on X just now. From Middle East 24, a post from earlier recalls the execution of political dissidents in Iran in 1979, emphasizing the use of moral charges as a pretext for extrajudicial killings. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Jerusalem Post update. Israeli defense officials believe that despite slim chances, the White House might be signaling to Israel that a model used in a recent Syrian operation could apply to Iran's uranium extraction. This reflects ongoing tensions over Iran's nuclear ambitions. The implication for Israel could be significant as it navigates its security concerns with close U.S. collaboration. Turning to the Houthi missile strike reported by I-24 News. The attack on a commercial ship off Yemen resulted in 6 fatalities. This incident underscores the ongoing instability in the region. Trump's declaration of distrust in Iran further adds to the geopolitical tensions, impacting diplomatic relations and regional security. Meanwhile, the tragic accident in Hadera, covered by Walla, saw a 65-year-old woman losing her life. Emergency teams responded quickly, but she was trapped at the scene. Such incidents highlight the critical need for improved pedestrian safety measures in urban areas. The Israel Festival event, as noted by Times of Israel, is a collaboration with the Aner Shapira Foundation. It aims to amplify diverse voices and promote dialogue at the Jerusalem campus of the arts. This initiative fosters cultural understanding and encourages societal engagement. Finally, the Australian Jewish News reports growing concerns among Australians about interfaith safety following the Bondi attack. The polling shows a drop in confidence regarding council efforts to ensure safety. This sentiment could influence community relations and policy discussions in Australia. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports that despite Elbit Systems achieving a record backlog and a 38% profit jump, its shares have fallen by 9.4%. This slide comes amid broader market reactions and investor expectations. Separately, Keytech highlights a quiet revolution in employment as robotics and physical AI gain momentum in Israel. This shift comes at a time when traditional software sectors face challenges, potentially reshaping the tech landscape. And finally, Mariv Business covers the CEO of the Innovation Authority, Dror Bin, discussing the impact of artificial intelligence on programming. He emphasizes a transition towards less independent coding and more collaborative approaches, reshaping the future of the profession. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 1 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.